Welcome to College Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Coleman, and joining me right now is Emilio Donnell, who was at Craven College for the Fulham 2-1 victory against Barnsley. He's on to give his initial reaction to this Fulham victory. Before we do anything else, though, I have to welcome Emilio back to the show. Emilio, how are you doing? Are you feeling better with this victory? Opening thoughts.
Hi there, everybody around the world. Happy Christmas to everybody. I'm on my way back from the game, so, you know, win's a win at the end of the day. A thoroughly deserved win, but, you know, we don't win easily these days, do we? We always make life difficult for ourselves, and this was no different. We dominated pretty much from start to finish, but scoreline should have been a little bit more comfortable. But a win's a win. I know I keep saying it after every home game, but it's things have got to change. We've got to start stepping up against some harder away games in the coming weeks. But, you know, I'll take the win, but why do we make life difficult for ourselves? And, I'm more than happy to share my thoughts, you know, on route to home from the game.
Absolutely. And I want to share this with you because I actually put this on Twitter as I was listening to the end of the match. After it was over, Jamie Reid was giving a little commentary, and they were talking about this victory. I'm paraphrasing exactly what he said, but he was talking about what you're saying. A win is a win. He says good teams find ways to win like this, and he used how Brighton beat us last season as the example. So I happened to put something like that up on Twitter, and then someone responded back basically saying average teams find ways to win like that too, Emilio. And what's interesting about this, if you look at the goal differential, Fulham are an average team right now. But my point in all of this is that if you win enough of these matches and then you start to build your confidence and have more victories that are more dominating, then it can turn you into a good team. But right now they're an average team, and I think this kind of shows it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's, you know, look at the last three home games, Millwall, Birmingham, and today against Barnsley, against very mediocre to poor opposition, yet we only won by the odd goal. And yes, a win's a win. You know, good teams supposedly, you know how to win ugly. But, you know, I'd like to start seeing games that we close out the game earlier in the second half. You know, we had a chance there against Barnsley, take a 2-0 lead, got the first goal, get the second, close the game out, and then try to improve that goal difference. But we seem to be either hanging in there, making life difficult for ourselves, sitting back and not playing our natural game. And I think at times that's causing us problems from the back right through to the front of the pitch. And just, you know, we've got to start closing these games out soon. If we want to be a better team and push on, I'll look at Derby County. When we played them back in November, barely 5-6 weeks ago, I think we were level pegging on points for them. Now they've gone on a winning run. They're on 44. We're still on 32. They're winning the games that we're losing against. And that's the difference. Those teams are pushing on. We seem to win one week, draw or lose the following week. We need to go on a 3 or 4 winning run. Then we can start believing again. But at the moment, we're not getting that comfortable 3-0 victory. Get goals improve your goal difference, win comfortably, and take that forward to the next game. It seems that we're limping from game to game, which is not creating good confidence. And therefore, you know, I'm not sure we're going to take much confidence going away to Cardiff and Hull City in the coming days. That's my worry.
Right.
You know, we're not playing our natural fluent game, and that's the problem. But we're still winning, so not complaining. But there's not much hope other than there's still an outside chance of playoffs, which might give the team some belief that it's still doable.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up the Cardiff City match, because how much can you take from this victory, Emilio, and bring it to Cardiff? Because if you could find a way to beat Cardiff, then I think you're doing something, especially away from home. But this victory here, along with beating Millwall, beating Birmingham City and Barnsley, all these teams are similar. You are finding a way to win. But right now, I think you need to do what you just said. You need to start beating these teams convincingly, and then you can build the momentum. Right now, we're not building the momentum. I think that's what you're talking about here. I'm glad that you brought up Derby County, because that's what they're doing. They're building that momentum.
Yeah, at the right time as well. So they're ramping up. They're winning games comfortably. They're scoring goals more freely. And that's a sign of a good team. They've got a good squad. Yeah. They've got good depth.
Yeah, we're just not there yet.
You know, so, you know, we've still got the opportunity to do that. But what will make the difference is if we can go to these away games in the next few days and get a win and a draw. That's confidence.
Exactly.
So then we've got Ipswich at home, which you could argue is another winnable game. And start believing, 3 wins out of 4. But if we end up only getting 1 or 2 points in the next 2 games, not the end of the world, but the other teams are going to keep pushing on. So we're going to get falling further back. So, You know, we are a mid-table team, zero goal difference, that says it all. But I'm not seeing enough signs there that we can go on this massive 3 to 4 or 5 consecutive win streak. There's nothing to suggest that we've got it in ourselves to do that. I hope I'm proved wrong, but something needs to change, you know, end to end. You know, we're not scoring enough goals. We're not necessarily creating enough clear-cut chances, and that's the worry. You know, we're always prone to conceding goals like we did today. And, it was a bit of outrage. You know, it looked a simple goal, but from what I'm hearing is potentially there was a bit of contact and a foul on Tim Ream, which resulted in their goal. But what the fans are saying on Twitter, what the replay suggests, before where I was sitting, the other side of the pitch, it just looked a sloppy and basic goal that we gave away.
Right. Listen, it's interesting, and we're going to be talking about that upcoming just in a few minutes, Emilio. But I always come on this show and I say exactly what you said, a win is a win. But if you can separate the win from the overall performance and then project forward, I think that's what we're doing here. We can separate it because it's exactly what you just said. If they got 4 points from the next two matches, then you're building momentum, Emilio. It's be able to take what you did here and then go on the road into two tough places. And if you get 4 points, then maybe we have something. Because like you said, then you have that match against Ipswich Town. Then you're really building something. Right now they're average, but they have the opportunity to become a good team. And it's really up to them. But that's why talking about this now, we have to call it what it is. It's a win, but they're not winning convincingly enough. It's an average team right now. Let's see if they get into that next gear that you said Derby County are doing right now. They're in this other gear. Fulham need to find that next gear. But I just want to talk about some key moments with you, Emilio, quickly, and just get your thoughts on it. What were your thoughts on the goal by Floyd Ayite in the 54th minute? I thought this was an excellent goal by him. Again, he struggles at times, you know, getting that shot on target, and this is actually a beautiful goal by him.
Absolutely, and I've always been a Floyd Ayite fan, and a lot of fans have been on his case the last few months. You know, the thing, he needs to be dropped, get too much game time, but this will do his confidence a world of good. And he had basically in front of me, he had is one thing in mind: control the ball, bang, and shoot low and hard, and which he did to perfection. And you saw how much that goal meant to him, the goal celebrations, and the fact that that will give him a boost. The fact he's come back from injury, got a goal on his return. You know, he's disappointed he got substituted. You know, his body language wasn't favourable. I think he was quite disappointed that he got taken off. And I thought he was getting more into the game. And, you know, first half he was a bit quiet, but at the end of the day, good players, you know, make goals from nothing. And, you know, the fact that he took the ball well, only had one thing in mind, and shot perfectly well in the bottom corner, there was no question that was going to be a goal. So very pleased for him. I'm a big fan of his. But at times, you know, he's not had the best season. But then not many players have had a good season so far. So let's be very frank. So I'm not going to pick on him specifically. I think he's maybe getting a bit of a harsh time by some of the fans. And hopefully he's stuck two fingers back up to them and said, look, that's my response back to all of you guys. And that's what he sort of did, going back to the fans and kicked his Fulham badge when he scored a goal to celebrate. So maybe he was just trying to make a point back to the fans there. So, yeah, very pleased for him.
Okay, excellent. All right, you didn't get a good view of this, but there is a little controversy with the goal by Tom Bradshaw in the 68th minute. I've watched it a few times. I definitely want to see a few more shots of this, highlights of it, because it does look like that he did push off and foul Tim Ream. But talk about what you saw, and again, you've already talked a little bit about this. You just saw bad defending, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. But I think there was one important moment. I think maybe people who saw the game either on television or live, Tom Kearney tried to claim the ball on the halfway line. And Tom Kearney today didn't look fit. He was sort of struggling to get tackles in, you know, trying to maybe not get himself stuck in as he usually would. He looked a bit off the pace at times today. I'm a little bit nervous. Maybe was he playing with an injury today? Was he playing under some pain barrier? But on the halfway line, he was on the floor and did very little effort to try to reclaim the ball. And from that moment, Barnsley attacked, crossed the ball, thank you very much, 1-1. But the moment that was concerning is Tom Kearney made no effort, you know, to actually win the ball in the halfway line, which led immediately to the goal. And for me, from the other side of the pitch, all I could see was a simple ball into the danger area and a simple header. Now, if the replay suggests that Tim Ream was fouled, then that's a different outcome. But ultimately, it's still resulting in a goal for Barnsley, which was disappointing because we had the momentum. We should have gone on and scored a second goal. If we scored a second goal, Barnsley would have left more gaps to the back. Could have been a different story, but we're not killing games off, and that's
the
worrying signs. We haven't got any goals in us, and that's the worry. When you're
we're
on
not
top,
a million.
You've got to create more, keep the pressure going, play your natural game, and try to get that second goal and kill the game off. But we're not doing that. Not against Millwall, not against Birmingham, not against Barnsley. And we didn't even score against, supposedly, the worst team in the division, Sunderland, last week. So we've got fundamental problems in that attacking department. But from where I sat, it just looked poor defending. But it'd be interesting to see what Twitter says and what the replay suggests.
Okay, excellent there. I want to talk about the winning goal. You and I talked about this off air. I'm just going to ask the question to you. The goal by Ojo. Was this a cross or was this a shot? Because it goes in regardless, but I'm just curious your thoughts on this.
Right in front of me, literally, I had a perfect view. To be honest, my initial reaction, 100%, it was a cross. He did not place that ball in front. He took on his man, was attempting to find time to cross the ball into that near that far corner, and in fact, it looped over the goalkeeper. It was only going to go in one direction. As soon as it left his foot, you could see it was going to loop over the goalkeeper into the net. But I'm 100% certain it was a cross.
Okay, excellent there. No, one other thing that you and I talked about before we started this full-time episode, we want to talk a little bit about Marcus Bettinelli because that was a scary situation. Talk about what you saw there.
Just, at the end of the day, I look at Button, I'm not his biggest fan. I don't think there's much between the two goalkeepers, let's be very honest, but Button was dropped maybe because of the Brentford game. But after the first third of the season, I thought Button was one of our better players all round, making some good saves. His distribution at times is a little bit weak, but that always gets underpinned when Fulham sit back and play the ball. Maybe when they sit a little bit nervously, you tend to see the defence and Button not playing the ball as fluently as they could do. But Button, I think, had a shocker today. That incident in the first half could have he did well to recover the situation and save the lob, but how the hell did he sort of cross the ball, but it didn't throw the ball out, but it sort of got tangled? It just felt like he was like a worm, but the ball got tangled and ranked his body, and he got away with murder there. And his distribution at times was not particularly good. His kicking was awful today. There's one good long shot towards the end of the game, which found Johansson, which was level with the Barnsley defence.
Yeah,
and Johansson gave him a round of applause for that. I don't know if you recall that. That was a great long shot. But other than that, He may be nervous today. Button would have been crucified on Twitter today if that was him making those mistakes. So I'd like to see what fans' response are to Bettinelli because, they're both making the same type of errors.
Yeah. Okay,
same
excellent.
But that incident in the first half, we got away with murder. Yes, he did well to recover the situation, but Barnsley only looked capable of scoring if Fulham were going to hand them a goal. And that was almost an opportunity to give them a free goal, basically.
Okay, excellent there. Emilio, one last thing I want to ask you about is the play of Abubakar Kamara. Again, his goal-scoring ability is just not there at this point, but the one thing that I keep watching from him is a player that is committed 150% every time he's out there. He's given it everything that he has. Is that what you're seeing, or do you disagree with me on that?
He's always committed. I don't disagree with that, but he's got 0% composure in front of goal, on the ball. A player of that strength and that pace, you need to be offering more. I don't think you can warrant playing week in, week out only because you're quick and you're strong. Yes, he gave them a few nervous moments in defence, but obviously no assists, no goals. In front of goal, when he had a couple half chances, his composure was absolutely abysmal. And that's the problem. He's naive, he's very young, he's still got a lot to learn, but his composure in front of goal on the ball is just not good enough, really. And, to be honest, we've got nobody else, let's be very honest. But let's invest in January and let's loan him out. Loan play for a club where he can start getting his confidence back. The only way a striker's going to get confidence is by scoring goals.
Okay.
Font, confidence is low because he's not scoring goals.
Right.
So, he's young. He's got a lot of promise at times, but doesn't do it for me, other than giving that sort of physical strength and becoming a nuisance. You've got to offer more than that. You've got to be able to score goals. You've got to hit the target. You've got to make the goalkeeper save. You've got to create assists. You've got to win penalties. That will make you a better all-round player, but he's a million miles away from that at the moment.
Okay. Very interesting there, Emilio. All right, let's wrap this up with just your overall thoughts on the victory and looking forward to Cardiff City.
Yeah, let's say a win's a win. Not the most inspiring game in living memory. It won't go down as one of the best games at Craven Cottage, let's put it that way. But, you know, there's some, you know, some positives there. Ayite scoring a goal on his return, that will give him a great boost of confidence. Ojo was my man of the match just because of his running. He obviously scored the winning goal, but he's the one spark in the team today. You know, a lot of running up and down the pitch. Some good moves, some good one-twos with Fredericks, good movement at the time. Kenny was my a worrying moment throughout the game for me. He just didn't look 100% fit, and he was withdrawing from tackles and from challenges. And was he carrying a knock? Is he 100% fit? He's not the Tom Kearney of last season, who has more energy, more spark. There's something not quite right there. I can't put my finger on it. That's a worrying sign for me, to be honest, Tom Kearney.
Okay, and as we look forward to Cardiff City?
Yeah, absolutely. The players, you know, can have a few days off, enjoy their Christmas lunch on Monday, but they'll obviously have to do some training, no doubt, before the game on Tuesday. But, you know, Cardiff, I think, lost today, didn't they? So it's, you know, it's a good time to play them. They're not playing as well as they were 2 or 3 months ago, but it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a physical game as well, and that's what we need to be mindful of. You know, Neil Warnock will play a very physical game. And Hull City, I think, is a winnable game as well. We've got to pay them back from that 6-0 defeat all those years ago, so this time of year, so what a good time to play them and stuff the turkeys back up to Hull City. So, two hard games, but, you know, I'm confident we can get a win from the Hull City, maybe get a draw at Cardiff.
Okay. It's funny, Cardiff City lose to Bolton, and we struggled to play against Bolton, so it's very interesting, you know, some of these matches, and now we're going to be facing Cardiff City, and
exactly.
I'm not a big fan of Neil Warnock and his theatrics on the sideline. Just want to mention that. I'm not a big fan of that at all. But anyways, listen, Emilio, thank you so much for taking some time after this match to join me, and enjoy your Christmas, my friend.
Thank you very much. Happy Christmas, everyone around the world. Hope you enjoyed the show. Feedback on Twitter, any thoughts, comments on Facebook as well. So, yeah, happy to exchange feedback from all our fans. Happy Christmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, Russ, and we'll speak to you soon.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much for joining me, Emilio. But that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Goldman. Along with me was Emilio Danello. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.